Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. Slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorms this afternoon. About a 20% chance. A high of around 88 degrees. Winds from the southeast at 5 miles per hour. About a 10% chance of showers overnight. Partly cloudy with a low of 68. And a 30% chance of rain coming in tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high of 86. Currently it's 87 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Daryl Borks from the Poets Bookshelf segment is later this half hour at 4 o'clock. It's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to begin by going into the studio with Judith Merriweather.
And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Sherry Freeman-Bodwin. She is the director of the ARC of Acadiana, here to talk about a special fundraiser they have. It is a golf tournament, their annual golf tournament, that will be taking place at the Wetlands Golf Course in October. I think first, Sherry, we should probably talk about what the ARC is. You know, I think people see signs and maybe they've encountered resale stores. They've seen the name the ARC, but may not know what it is.
Yes. It's good to see you, Judith. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me here. ARC of Acadiana, we are a nonprofit organization that protect and promote the rights of people with developmental and intellectual disabilities. We provide waiver, employment, and residential services. We have been experiencing a tremendous growth, which is so very exciting, going out into parishes where there have been very few, if not nothing at all, for these supports for these families. So it's very exciting to be a part of this agency that has been doing this.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of programs do you have? How do you support people in these parishes?
Again, through waiver services, mm-hmm. employment services, and residential services. We have all of our clients are intellectual and developmentally disabled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We do have resale stores. We serve five different parishes: Iberia, Lafayette, St. Landry, and Acadia. Mm-hmm. We are about to expand into Bossier City, doing a privatization of the state school there.
Mm-hmm.
Successfully did it in Iota last year, so mm-hmm. about to do it in Bossier City. We have plenty of resale stores, like I was saying, in the different parishes.
Right.
And in our resale stores, this is one of the employment services that we provide. Our clients work in the store with the store managers, and so we accept all the donations from the community. They process the clothing, and they assist the customers as well. Gives mm-hmm. them a part of, and they get paid. They are working.
Absolutely.
They're getting paid for their work.
I think a lot of
work.
People weren't aware of that. And so the ARC, those stores take donations in the same way that Goodwill
That's correct.
Would.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm.
you can, are there central drop-off places, or is it just at the individual stores?
We have mm-hmm. bins in front of our mm-hmm. store, so they can go into the store, but anytime that, if the store is not open, we do have the bins.
Mm-hmm.
We have day programs throughout these five different parishes as well that they can drop off there as well. The only thing we don't accept is large furniture.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for our clients to be able to maneuver
right.
it, and then for us just to have the storage to place
right.
it. But we accept anything and everything. And one of the great things about our agency, we do not throw anything away. If we cannot reuse it in our store or resell it in our store, mm-hmm. We send it to an agency, a company called Third World. And so they ship it off to Third World countries so that someone can use it.
So you can be assured if you donate to one of the ARC stores that your item will be used.
That's right. Somehow. And that also we have our clients working there.
Right, right. It doesn't go to some central processing place far away and then get sent
That's
back.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is your staffing like? You mentioned that you have presence in several parishes. How are you all set up? You're centrally located.
We originated in New Iberia.
In New Iberia.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
in 1954. Mm-hmm. And so over the past, I'd say probably 10 years, have really experienced an unbelievable growth. So we have all three of those programs, employment, residential, and waiver in these five parishes.
And is there a website that people can go to? I mean, just to hear the fact that you've been around since the early 50s, I think is surprising to people.
Yes.
Do you all have a web presence?
We sure do. Mm-hmm. It's www.arcofacadiana.org. It's mm-hmm. ARC. It's a beautiful site. We've had a new logo, new colors since last summer. So adding all kinds of new information there. We have all of our locations listed on that website for resale stores, for our day program, all of our directors. So in fact, all of the fundraising. So all the information from this wonderful fundraiser that we do, we are doing on October 26th is on there as well. And even if there's anyone that would like to donate.
You can find out more that on the website. Again, if you have just tuned in, my guest is director of the ARC, the Sherry Freeman Baudouin. The ARC of Acadiana is the organization, and again, started in New Iberia in 1954. That's
right.
Really wonderful.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to clarify, I'm the director of Lafayette and St. Andrew Parish.
Okay, so those two parishes. So how many parishes? Which are the parishes?
Five parishes, Iberia, St. Landry, Lafayette, am I counting correctly, and Acadia.
Okay. And again, those are all listed on the website. You can find out more. And my guest is director of the Lafayette and St. Landry Parish ARCs. So this benefit that you have, the golf course, this is not the first year you all have done it. I think it's like the eighth year, the eighth annual Charity Golf Classic.
Yes.
This year at the Wetlands Golf Course. Where is the Wetlands Golf Course?
It is... my goodness, it's on the way out to Moore Park. I don't know the name of the street. Mm-hmm. University, I think it's off of University, yes. You go all the way down University, it's on the left-hand side. Okay. It's a beautiful course. And every year we've been growing and growing. This year we're doing a couple of things different. We're offering registration the day before the event from 12 to 5. And we're also offering two flights this year, so first come, first serve. It's been so exciting to be a part of this. It grows every year.
People definitely love golf around here know it's for a good cause.
Mm-hmm. And the time of the year is just perfect. Last year we had a beautiful day. It was just beautiful. Lots of food to eat. So, you know, come hungry. We treat everyone very well there.
Stay for both flights, I guess, if you want to, or sign up for both of them.
You can do that.
You said you could register the day before, but can you start registering now?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We are accepting registration right now. Again, everything is on the website to be able to get the information there, and then the cost of everything as well. Yeah.
Okay. And so the proceeds from this particular event, the Charity Golf Classic, these go to help the clients and the various programs.
All the services that we offer. That's correct. It ensures that we are able to continue to benefit our clients. Yes.
Okay. And this is your major fundraiser of the year?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it is.
So good opportunity to help an organization, a charitable organization that's been in our community for decades now, one that many of us perhaps have not been aware of.
Yes.
And this is a good chance to find out more about it. And it's obviously been expanding over the past...
We are growing. I can't say enough how exciting it is to be a part of this agency. I work with wonderful people all the way up to the top.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been with the ARC?
I've been with the ARC for 2 years. Right. Been in this field for about 8-9 years.
Okay, so you really have a sense of an organization that is successful and really reaching people.
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Kenny Patton is our executive director, and I can't say enough about him. He's a very genuine soul.
Mm-hmm. And do y'all have plans to expand even further, or is five parishes a pretty good?
Well, right now we are. Our main focus is expanding into Bossier. We are actually taking over October 1st.
Okay.
So.
Well, good. So this event will help you with those expansion.
We have no plans on slowing down.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people out there are very glad to hear that, your clients in particular. And as we just mentioned, all of us can help in small ways by donating to those resale stores.
Yes.
You can find their addresses on the website.
Yes.
And you have bins there. And again, as you mentioned, it's very local. The items stay locally. They're processed locally, and they're processed by people who are involved in those services
themselves. That's correct. Who are unable to go out into the community, Judith, like you and I can, and apply for any position.
Right.
So we are able to have jobs for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they work their hearts out and they get paychecks, and they promise you, they will tell you what they are saving their money for.
They know. They're very excited about work. And again, more information about that on the ARC website. And what is that website again?
www.arcofacadiana.org.
All right.
Or you can call 364-7215 for any more information.
Now, for the Golf Classic, the Charity Golf Classic, and some people know more about this, about how you can sign up. Do you have teams? Are they individuals?
Now you're asking me something. See, where's my guys that are supposed to be doing this with me?
Well, again, they can go to the website. But I just know when I've interviewed people before about this, they start talking about all the different...
It's true, yes. But yes, all that information is there on the website.
And I'm sure you offer all of those teams and individuals. That is the 8th Annual Charity Golf Classic, and this is for the Arc of Acadiana.
Yes, ma'am.
My guest is the director of the Lafayette and St. Landry Parish sections of the Arc of Acadiana. The website has great information about both the organization and the Charity Golf Classic, and also about all of the resale stores. And if you'd like to just know more, you can give them a call, and I'm sure they'll be happy to talk with you about how you can interface with the organization.
Absolutely. Yes, would love it.
Oh, good. Well, Sherry, we look forward to perhaps having you back to talk about the expansion in Bossier City and some of your other programs that you all have going on.
Oh, I absolutely will be back. We have some things brewing in Lafayette that I can't wait to share.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. We appreciate that. Again, my guest, Sherry Freeman-Baudouin, the ARCS Director of Lafayette and St. Landry Parishes. Thank you.
Thank you, Judith.